Great. Thank you very much. Hello! Nice to be here tonight in New York City. I'm very excited. I had to come all the way up from Australia, which is it's a very long flight, and I don't like long flights, but this flight was like the best flight I've ever been on, and I'm not bragging, but you're looking at a new member of the Mile High Club. Thank you! Solo Aviator Division. At your service. People always want to brag about their sex life. I actually had a friend call me up in Australia from California just to tell me, hey, Arj, I found a new kind of sex. It's totally spiritual. It's Eastern. You have sex for like 5 or 6 hours, but you never climax. I was like, yeah, so? I've used a condom before. No, Arj. No, it's called tantric meditational sex. You can call it what you want, but 5 or 6 hours of sex? I don't got that kind of money. Am I nuts? But I actually had a girlfriend for a little while, but she let me go. And I asked her why. She said it's because I was too intense. She said I was moving too fast. Well, you know what? To hell with that, because I think it was a nice gesture to give her flowers on the first date. No? Okay, perhaps the Bless This Family plaque could have waited. But I'm actually in a great mood. I'm very relaxed about everything because, as I said, I was in Australia and I met a girl there while I was there, and I think she's the one. And that's, that's exciting. And please don't. I'm very excited. But I'm also, most of me is excited, but a little part of me is concerned and a little worried because she lives all the way in Sydney, and I live out here, and I don't go to Australia but 2 or 3 times a year at the most, and I don't know if she realizes that, you know, even though I don't live there, don't worry, because I'm coming back, and it might be 5 months, but I'm coming back. I'm coming, and when I get back, then we'll be together forever. Forever and ever and ever until death. Even beyond. Beyond death. Two souls. Emesh. As one soul. One soul floating for all of eternity in the great abyss. The aftermath, that which remains unknown to all who dwell in the trappings of mortal flesh, until the final passing. Anyway, that's what I left on her answering machine. She hasn't called back yet. Maybe I should email her. Nice little subtle email. Hey, how's it going? Did you get my message? This email is so cool. Like I say, if you're single, if you're in the bar, don't get the phone number, get the email address. There's no way to screw it up. Because you know how hard it is to call somebody after you just met them like the other night. Hey, how's it going? It's me. I met you. I was just saying hi. Okay, bye. Hey, it's me again. I forgot to. And you can't screw it up with email. You can't do that with email unless you're like the most impulsive typist ever, you know? Hey, what's going on? Hey, I met you. What's going on? Click send. Hey, it's me again. No, you take your time. You compose offline. I just got on the line, and it's not easy to get on the line. I thought everyone said, "Arj, you better get on the line." But I thought, okay, I got a computer, but you don't just get a computer to get online. You got to get other stuff. You better get a modem. You're not getting on anything. You got to get a monitor. That's what I found out. You got to get a mouse. You got to get a mouse pad. You got to get a sperm guard for your keyboard. Got a website. My friend said, "Arj, you better get a website." So I went to this company, Zoltron.com, had them build me a website, and they made it really nice. And but then I didn't even know how to use it because I don't know much about computers. So I called up my friend who told me to get one. I said, "Rube, I can't get www.arjbarker.com. I can't get the videos to download on www.arjbarker.com." And he said, "Arj, if you're having trouble with www.arjbarker.com, don't call me. You consult the webmaster." I was like, fine. So I called Spider-Man. And like, "You know, Spidey, I hate to bother you. I know you're very busy down at the paper, but can't get the videos to download on my website." And Spider-Man was like, it's so nice. I just like to get to feel the energy of all these people. We're here tonight for a cause. 10% of my proceeds will go to help this kitten, which is stricken with a horrible thyroid problem. And this is Poopy, and Poopy is only 6 weeks old, but he's over 2,000 times what a normal kitten size should be. And you know, I'm going to have to clean up his litter tray later, so that's going to be a pain. So, has anyone been lost? I mean, I'm not even going to ask you if you've been to Australia. You know why? Because I'm going to do the jokes anyway, whether you have or haven't. So it doesn't really matter. But let me tell you, if you haven't, you should go, because it's an amazing place. It's beautiful, lovely people, and it's, like, magical, too. It's weird. Okay, for one thing, the toilet water goes the opposite direction. Has anyone heard about that? Yeah, you heard about that? Did you know it's true, though? Because here, the toilet water goes down like this, right? In Australia, it goes the opposite direction. I don't know how. It has something to do with the hemispheres. But here the toilet water goes down like this. In Australia, the toilet water goes up like that. It's a big brown twister every time you... Every time you flush, it's a big crap tornado, and the trick is to flush and just get the heck out of there. And you have to run like that, because it's funnier. You want to get big laughs. It's a great country. The one thing I found a little concerning, no Burger Kings, that just seems unnatural. But when you say, if you mention that to an Australian, they go, "No, mate, Hungry Jack's." Has anyone seen that? They got a restaurant called Hungry Jack's, but I didn't feel comfortable eating there. I don't think it'd be very good. Hungry Jack's, how good could it be? The guy who owns the restaurant is hungry. You know what I mean? If it was called Fat, Happy, F***ing, Well-Contented Jack's, I'd eat there, but I wouldn't bring a kid because it has a swear word in the title. And that's inappropriate. Also, I went to Toronto recently, which is a very nice, very clean city, but there's something maybe a little wrong. There may be something slightly wrong up there. They have a shoe museum, okay? I was in the hotel, and I saw it in the pamphlets in the hotel, Toronto Shoe Museum, and I just took it. I just went, uh-oh. And I took it, and I went up to my room and put it on the bed, and then I just paced. For I was troubled by the presence of a shoe museum, because it forced me to ask a very burning question. Would my body be able to physically survive the amount of dope I would need to smoke in order to visit a shoe-seum? I like, I actually, okay, now here's the thing. I said, Earlier, I made a little reference that I smoke weed, and I smoke a little bit once in a while when it's appropriate. But no. My point is that I didn't always smoke. I didn't always smoke pot. In fact, for years and years, Arj Barker was high on life. But eventually, I built up a tolerance. It just wasn't cutting the mustard anymore, you know? I used to seize the day, but pretty soon I was seizing 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, up to a week just to cop the same buzz. So I smoke a little, but I'm very careful, I'm very cautious. I never smoke grass and drive my car. Because for one thing, no matter how many letters I write to the road commissions, they still refuse to start designing highways with second chance exits. We've had a couple laughs, we've had a good time, but now it's time to get serious. Marijuana is scientifically proven to distort one's perception of depth and distance. So driving's a horrible idea. As you're in your car, oh man, I got a small steering wheel. That's better. I think I'll pull over by that pine tree and go for a nature hike. Wait a second. Oh man. Oh. That's the deodorizer. I used to smoke cigarettes, but no more. I quitted. No. You're too nice. I'll probably start again tomorrow, so don't save it. I didn't quit for health. I quit. Actually, most people quit for health, and I feel healthier. But I quit because I'm so tired of hearing bad news about cigarettes. Because that's all you ever hear. Even if they discover good news, they don't publicize it. Like the fact that smoking seriously reduces the risk of jogging. Bad news, though, right away. You'll hear bad news all the time. The bad news, I bet you already heard the latest, and if you didn't, better to hear it from me in a city surrounded by friends, because it ain't good news, as usual. You know the little camel on the pack of cigarettes? Yeah? They just found out that's not even a camel. It's actually a horse with a big old tumor growing out of its head. I know it's sad, but at least that explains why it's always in the desert by itself, you know? I tell you, we can't afford chemotherapy. Put that beast out in the desert. And take me back to India. This is Egypt, I tell you. I don't belong here. You're using the wrong accent for this joke. Maybe I am, huh? I don't know how to do an Egyptian accent, do I? But I mean, I used to smoke and I liked it, but I couldn't enjoy a whole cigarette just because I got like two puffs into it, and then I thought, it all came back to me. All the years of hearing how bad it is from parents, teachers, brochures, TV, animals, it all came back, and it just I've heard for too many years how it's harmful, and I can't enjoy it. You know, I could have enjoyed a cigarette if I smoked back like before everyone knew it was bad, like say like 1923, everybody smoked back then. They all smoked because there was no medical information against it. They had no idea it was bad for you, so it was a smoker's paradise. Just, oh, this is great. I love smoking. Too good to be true. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy? Not too good. They're taking my lung out next week. I don't know why. Doctor thinks maybe I'm brushing my teeth too often. But I can't help it. because for some reason my breath smells like I licked a monkey's ass. I just got a car, and I'm not going to say what kind of car, but it's an American car, and I've never had an American car, and I guess they're good, right? It hasn't broken down ever, but I got to say, this car is very cryptic. The very first day I drove it, I'm in L.A., I was on La Cienega Boulevard, a light came on out of nowhere. Boom! Check engine. Could they be any more vague? That just said, boom, problem. Or, boom, uh-oh. Or, boom, dude, I got a crappy feeling about this. So I pulled over and I checked the engine. It was there. So I took off. I mean, I'm not a mechanic, but I can do that. Engine. Check. That's good. Thank you. And you know what, New York? It felt good to work on my own car for once. In fact, I felt so cocky about it, I haven't done it for a while. I just went into the middle of the street and gave it one of these. Like back in school, you know, you see your friend after school, and you're like, hey, it's like a nice day, and you get out of school, hey, you go over to the cafe? Oh, yeah, I'm going to, how'd you get something out of my locker? I'll meet you over there, all right. You didn't do that at your school? Well, maybe your school wasn't special. Did you get to wear a helmet? I did. I went to a mountain climbing academy. Very dangerous. I love my job. I love traveling. I love New York, though I never eat any of the ice creams that they sell in the park. That's just disgusting. And then, you see the picture of them? They all have a little bite taken out of them already? That's just rancid. But I actually got to go to Ireland this year for the first time, and I mean, what? It's the best, and I had such a good time, and I didn't know anything about it. I thought I knew something about Ireland, but all I knew about Ireland before I went there was what I learned from watching soap commercials all my life. And I was totally misinformed, you know what I mean? I thought it was an Irish tradition where you don't even take a shower with your soap. You take your soap for a walk. You compliment the soap for a little while. And then suddenly you just start hacking it up with a hunting knife. You got a nice piece of soap. You're smooth. And you smell good too. It's a pleasure to be up here on the mountaintop with you. Way up here upon the craggy mountaintop. There you go. Feel the wee gentle breeze against your bar. Take a look at the valley below. There you go. Can you see your house from here? Aye, that was a joke. And that's the last joke you'll ever hear, you sudsy bastard. There's a slice off the side of you. That's for shooting out of me hand like a bobbling bullet. Shower, and I can't pry up with me wee fingernails, so I've got to go get the spatula. Get down on the ground there. Get down on the ground. Ladder all you want, no one can hear you. And do it, think I do it? No, I'm doing a Scottish accent.